Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another wonderful episode on the silsila The Early Echo. Wherever you may be in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you make dua, to also make dua for the ummah. Make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, that for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that He grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, and also protection against the oppressors. Well, today we are going to be talking about something that happens quite often in different settings, in the home, between spouses, parents and their children, between siblings, between neighbors. It also happens in the workplace, at school, madrasa, uni, out there in the world, and that is conflicts. But we are going to try and focus on resolving conflicts amicably, in a good way, in a friendly way, so that we do not do what they call ad hominem attacks, that we don't attack the person, rather the problem. We focus on the issue at hand and do not resort to character assassinations. So stay tuned for this discussion. The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min 'amalihi." The intention of a believer is better than his action. So how about we make some good intentions? Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu ta'ala. Life is short, time is fast. This nobody can deny. But what am I doing with this short, precious life? How am I living it? So it's not a matter of how long you live. It's a matter of how you live. How am I living? Am I living in accordance to the Islamic teachings and values or not? I either choose the right way or the wrong way. That's my choice to make. But there are ramifications, there are consequences and implications to the choices I make here on earth. Make the right choice. It depends what kind of influence I have. Who is influencing my mind, my heart? What kind of environment I have? Whom do I associate with? The friends that I have? All these factors, they will be responsible for me making my choices. Choose the path of Islam, Islamic teachings and values. And every day, let's do ourselves a favor and reconnect to the glorious Quran. Recite the Quran Sharif, recite Durood-e Pak, Istighfar, make sincere Tawbah. Throughout your day, Dhikrullah, Tasbihat, Hamd Sharif. Every day, abstain from sins, do your best to protect your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your heart, your mind from drifting away towards dirty thoughts, evil thoughts. Every day, fulfill rights of others to the best of your ability. Learn and practice the sunnah. Learn something of deens, a dua for the day. Obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these things lie our success. in the world, the grave, and the afterlife through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's now listen to a beautiful kalam. We will continue with our discussion on conflict resolution. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mustafa jaane rahmat shamae bazme hidayat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ka farmane ali shan hai ki jo koi shakhs mujh par ek bar durood e pak padhe Allah azza wa jalla us par apni 10 rehmatein nazil farmata hai uske 10 gunahon ko mitata hai aur uske 10 darajat ko buland farmata hai. Aaj jo kalam aap sunne ja rahe hain isme aapko bar bar durood e pak padhne ka mauka milega. Aaiye naate rasool e maqbool bhi suniye aur durood e pak ke wird mein shamil ho jaiye.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sachi baat sikhate ye hai, seedhi raah dikhate ye hai.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jalti jaane bujhate ye hain. Jalti jaane bujhate ye hain. Roti aankhein hansate ye hain. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qasre dana tak kiski rasai. Qasre dana tak kiski rasai. Jaate ye hain aate ye hain. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Faiz-e-Jaleel Khaleel se poochho. Faiz-e-Jaleel Khaleel se poochho. Aag mein baagh khilate ye hain. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Sari kasrat paate ye hain. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rab hai mu'ti ye hai qasim. Rab hai mu'ti ye hai qasim. Rizq uska hai khilate ye hai. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں, اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں, کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن, لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن, کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر, مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر, میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے, باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے, لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے, ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے, آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا, ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا, پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے, سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے, پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ
علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
وسلم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. MashaAllah عز و جل, I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. You can find more like this on YouTube by visiting Dawood Islami's official page called Naat Production. Continue listening and recite along. Get your offspring used to it as well. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatami nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's easier for us to criticize people. We see them doing something which does not meet our expectations, something even wrong, just to point a finger. He is like this and she is like that. Being an armchair critic is easy. But doing the right thing and privately taking the person one side away from the ears and the eyes of the public and in a nice way reforming them, rectifying them, informing them of their fault, that takes effort. But that is exactly what our deen teaches us. That not to humiliate people in public by uncovering their faults. Rather, to do so in privacy. Then you have done that person a favor and they will appreciate it. Of course, there may be times when some people, the ego has the better of them and they still disagree with you, though they are at fault and they refuse to accept those weaknesses and those shortcomings. At least you know, you played your part in informing them. Thereafter, you're not responsible anymore. And then you get people that just want to argue, who thrive on arguing, on quarreling, because for them it's a form of entertainment. The juicy gossips and backbiting and slandering. They love to argue. They love to debate on everything, anything. Because these people are lonely people. Attention seekers. They want, that's what gives them the fix, like a drug addict. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the person who argues a lot. Where do we get this from? The final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has clearly told us that the most disliked person to Allah Almighty is the one who argues excessively. Arguing is harmful, because this is part of those conflicts. The reality is, each person is different. Men and women, boys and girls are different. At the workplace, people, or even in the homes, people have different temperaments. There is going to be a certain amount of conflict that's going to take place. You like black, she likes red, he likes blue, he likes green. Differences are, it's everywhere. How change is inevitable. The only constant is change. The seasons change. The days change. Today is hot. Tomorrow is cold. The next day it's raining. So every person has their own mindset. Yes, this mindset is influenced from outside sources. So if a person tells you, this is my opinion. No, it's not. You can believe that, or you can love yourself, but your opinions are shaped from external sources, from what you have read, from what you have seen, from what you have researched, what you have listened to. These things formulate your personal opinions. On the other hand, if I say that this is what Islam teaches, this is the teachings, the values, the principles of Islam, that's not my opinion now. That's what is from the Quran, what is from the Hadith, from the Sahaba, from the Ahlul Bayt, from the pious people, the Awliya Allah. This is from authentic sources. But a person who loves arguing, remember, the one who talks too much, unnecessary, commits many mistakes. And the one who commits many mistakes, commits many sins. The one who commits many sins will have more pain and punishment. That's where the root takes one, from arguing all the way there. From the arguments, which are quite harmful. And nowadays, a person wants to win the argument. Look at the debates that you have today. Largely, not all, but largely. It almost seems like the person wants to degrade the opponent, wants to score points, wants to seem smart. Like nobody who can debate me. Like that's not how debates were before. Nowadays it's about getting followers, about getting likes. The man will say, no, I don't care about these things. But the reality is different. If you are there to degrade people, how are you bringing them closer to Islam? How are you bringing the person closer to Islamic values through your arguments? Because we already know conflicts are going to take place. We don't think the same. And Islam teaches cooperation. Others teach competition, where they knock heads with each other. Competition, who's better, the man or the woman? The husband or the wife? The boy and the girl, who's better? And therefore, their societies have already, what they don't show you, crumbled. But Islam teaches cooperation, working together, despite your differences. You're going to have differences, but still, you work together. Arguments helps one. You know how? Arguments helps you to lose friends, to create bigger problems, to create a rift between husband and wife, parents and children, brother and sister. That's how it helps you. And people usually avoid those who love to argue. Oh, that person, as soon as you see that person, he's going to start arguing and debating, and rather, before they see me, I quickly go in another direction. So it helps you to lose friends. It helps you to separate from your loved ones. It helps to build enmity in the heart. Maybe you are eloquent in speaking. Maybe your IQ is higher. So it seems like you can win all the arguments. Remember, no matter how big a fish you are, there's always a bigger fish out there. Always a bigger fish out there. Arguments, conflicts, if not handled in a constructive way, is going to upset your environment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who avoid arguing, even when they are right, even when you are correct. No, I'm right. Fighting over trivial matters, small issues, fighting with your own brother and sister, the one that you used to play with when you were little, And you'll, yes, even when you're little, even kids today, siblings today that are little, they'll fight with each other. No, this is my toy. That's my toy. No, I want it. And you know what generally happens, that one of your children, you bought them a toy. They're bored with it now, so they throw it one side. They're not interested in it anymore. The other child will see it. Your other child will go and take it, start playing with it. The one whose toy it is will see it and say, but that's my toy, that's my toy. Give it back. And then that child will say, but no, I found it over there lying on the floor. So you didn't want it. You threw it away. I'm playing with it. Say, no, you didn't ask me permission. Subhanallah. And then you get there. Maybe that's true. That belongs to your brother or your sister. You need to ask permission at least. So give it back and ask permission. And the poor child gives the toy back. Okay, now please, I want to play with it. And the child says, no, I'm not giving it to you. And the other child starts crying. So we have to teach our children also conflict resolution practically. You see, all these things, huh? These fancy terms, time management and anger management, emotional control, intelligence, conflict resolution. Islam teaches all of this without the fancy labels. If we study our deen, we'll get to know practically how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught it. The best, a prime example I can give you is when they were rebuilding or repairing and reconstructing the Kaaba Sharif. And they had, it was time to put the Hajri Aswad, the black stone, back in the corner. So everybody was fighting. I want to be, my tribe is the one that's going to put it. And they were arguing and quarreling. There was a major conflict. And knowing those people at that time in Jahiliya, they could have shed blood. And so they sought the advice from the one with the greatest advice, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, this was before he announced his prophethood. And look what perfect resolution he gave to their conflict. Take a big shawl, place the Hajri Aswad in the center. Each tribe send a representative to hold the different parts or corners of the shawl. Take it towards the corner and I will place it in the corner. Everybody was satisfied with this. And the conflict ended instantly. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one who then picked up the black stone, Hajri Aswad, and put it in the corner. Kya baat hai Madine ki? If this is not conflict resolution practically to satisfy everybody, tell me what is then? And you'll find too many other examples like this. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically demonstrated all of these fancy terms that we have today without the labels. If we study his seerah, we'll pick up all of these beautiful points which we can implement in our lives, and parents in particular. The school is not going to teach these things. Other areas, they're not going to teach these life skills. You teach it. Do role playing. It's not about I'm right and you wrong, because the one who's right is not going to get a medal or a trophy. Be the better person. Be the one who's part of the solution, not the problem. If you bring a problem, think of possible solutions. Don't just say, no, it's not going to work, and some negative thing. Try. Use your mind. Allah has given a mind to us, intellect, to think, to use it. And you will find possible solutions, practical solutions. And that's where cooperation comes, working together to resolve conflicts. I was once told something so potent. In particular, an advice for the husband and wives. Because, I mean, nowadays, conflicts between husband and wife, arguments and quarrels, it's in front of you. It's on the increase. primarily it's our fault. Because we have drifted away from Islamic teachings and values and copied others' systems of living, lifestyle, naturally, those problems are going to increase naturally because they've already destroyed themselves. And that's the end of choosing that lifestyle, destruction. It starts with the conflicts and with the fighting, with the verbal attacks, sometimes physical assaults, emotional, mental, psychological scarring. So they say, in particular to husband and wife, it's not you versus her. It's you and her versus the problem. See how you can switch it? Mindset. You change your mindset and you change everything. But that's where the change starts here. If both husband and wife had this mindset, developed this mindset, it's me and him cooperating versus the problem. Then you see what positive impact it will have. You'll see what kind of results that you receive. From the very early days of Al-Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'zima, there were two tribes actually, two major tribes, Aus and Khazraj. And these were warring tribes. They used to wage war, battles against each other. And so fights would break out often between them, conflicts. Blood used to be shed. And there were instances, take for example, in one of the famous battles of Bu'as, that most of their bravest warriors were gone, were finished off. And so both tribes became extremely weak. But after embracing Islam, those old conflicts came to an end. Because now Islam teaches that unity, brotherhood, you are one family. One part feels the pain, the whole body feels the pain. Wherever in the world the Muslims are suffering, and if you feel nothing, we should question ourselves, what kind of Islam do I have? What kind of Muslim am I that I feel nothing? If my fellow Muslim doesn't matter what their skin color is, what language they speak, their ethnicity, it matters nothing. You're a Muslim. You're my brother. If I feel nothing, I need to question, what Islam am I following? Because this is not what the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. This is not what the Quran teaches us. The two tribes, after embracing Islam, started living in peace, in harmony, in understanding, helping each other. And they greatly supported Islam. And then we know those two tribes became the Ansar. Those two types of Sahaba, Muhajir, Ansar. Muhajir or Muhajirin were the migrants, the ones who migrated, who left everything, who sacrificed their businesses, their homes, their family, all of their sentimental values, and migrated to Medina Sharif. And the Ansar, they are the residents from these two tribes. Aus and Khazraj became one. Now they are Ansar, the residents of Medina Tayyibah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered having love for the Ansar to be the sign of Iman. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the sign of faith of Iman is to love the Ansar. And the sign of hypocrisy is to have enmity against the Ansar. One day, in the early days, the Aus and Khazraj, they became Muslim, and they were all sitting, many of them were sitting around at a tent, and they were talking to each other, you know, they were at peace with each other. You know, now there was unity. And they were having a good time discussing different matters. And a disbeliever was passing by and he witnessed this and became jealous. When he saw how Islam has eradicated the conflicts that were there between the Aus and Khazraj, he started to burn with jealousy. So he stopped by and he started reminding the members of Aus and Khazraj, who are now one Ansar, "Do you all remember the Battle of Bu'as?" And he started through poetry and the poems of the conflicts that they used to have. He was sent. He was a spy, an agent to create fitna and mischief between the believers, like they do it today. The agents are everywhere. The spy network is everywhere, global. Go amongst the Muslims, create problems. And this is the way of the leader, Shaitan, Iblis, the regime, cursed and rejected one. That is part of the modus operandi, how they operate. Go amongst the people, behave like them, but spread falsehood, create mischief, create conflicts, create fights between husband and wife, between parents and children, between siblings, sons and daughters and mothers and fathers. Create those problems between brother and sister. Don't we see it today? It's all around us. And even people, so-called people who are intelligent and may have degrees, break off relations with their brother and sister because they said this or they did this. Amazing. So when this individual was reciting those poems, praising the Aus and the Khazraj, and it reignited emotions in their hearts, in their minds. And now they, once again, they stood in different directions. The Aus members of the tribe got on one side, the Khazraj on the other side. Yes, what he's saying is true. This happened. And they wanted to fight again. And you come to understand when the Quran says that fitna is worse than murder. Because a fitna is a thing that can cause mass murder. And you know, they went back to their homes, brought their weapons and came. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he finds out about this, he quickly reaches to that place. And he sallallahu alaihi wa sallam stopped both of them and said, "I am present amongst you and you are going to battle out of ignorance?" Listening to this, both of them, Aus and Khazraj members, who are now actually Ansar, they realized we got tricked into one of the traps of Shaitan and a conspiracy of the disbelievers. They immediately put their weapons down, made Tawbah, and they embraced each other. And they went back home with the affectionate leadership of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To learn conflict resolution, Islam teaches it all. We have to read. We have to become that reading nation again. And Dawud Islami provides all the material that you will need. But we have to take that first step. And if we do so, we will individually and collectively benefit a lot. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Everyone wants to live happily, but very few know the essence of happiness. What is happiness and how is it obtained? Let me tell you something about it. Happiness is the pleasure the heart feels when receiving or expecting a blessing. It is a universal law that whatever you share with others, you get it back in abundance. Yes, that's true. Those who share their wealth in the path of Allah, their wealth is increased day by day. Those who give respect to others are respected more in return. The same philosophy lies in earning happiness. People were concerned about others' happiness. We see their lives full of happiness and pleasure. In Islam, this action has great importance and is highly appreciated. Let me share with you a hadith in this regard. The beloved Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, in the court of Allah, the most superior action after fulfilling the faraid is to make another Muslim happy. Commenting on this hadith, Imam Munawi rahmatullahi ta'ala said that after fulfilling one's personal duties such as five daily prayers, fasting, zakat, and hajj, the most superior action is to make another Muslim happy. From giving gifts to aiding someone in time of need, there are countless ways of doing this. Thus, we should eagerly try to seek ways by which we can make other Muslims happy. Let's make an intention that from now on, we will not miss any opportunity by which we can make Muslims happy, as spreading happiness and relieving people from their sorrows is the best way to gain closeness to Allah and a source of immense reward. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we're talking about solving or resolving conflicts amicably in the best way. And we need to understand behind the one who initiates the conflicts and arguments is actually the devil. Surah Bani Israel, verse 53, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا. Translation from Kanjul Iman. Undoubtedly, Satan causes mischief amongst them. Indeed, Satan is an open enemy of human beings. Likewise, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 91, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states, the devil desires only that he infuses hatred and enmity between you. Allahu Akbar. He is the source of the sin. And he doesn't force us to argue with the next person, to hurt the next person physically, verbally, emotionally. He whispers. The evil whisperings into the heart, into the mind. Hey, how can he talk to you like that? Who is he? Show him who you are. He gives us all of these ideas, these bad ideas. And then the ego, the nafs, the carnal self is working with him. Yeah, you're right, man. I'm going to sort him out. If I don't reply, it shows my weakness. So who are you a slave of? The self, the ego? That shows your weakness, your true weakness. Be the better person, even if you're correct, even if you're right, be the better person. Let it go, man. It's fine. It's okay. Let me build those bridges. Which parent out there would like to see their children, sons, daughters, arguing all the time, breaking off relations, not talking to each other, no communication for weeks, for months, for years, and one of them dies, and then ill, you know, I should have. Too late. It's over. You have to live with that now. Yes, now at least you can make dua for their forgiveness, send them Isa alayhi sawab. But when they were alive, I don't want nothing to do with that person. That's your own brother. As your own sister, come on. Don't bow down to your ego. Don't bow down to the whisperings of Shaitan, the filthy one. Be the better person. Be the hero of the family. Be the peacemaker. Like they say, every family needs that peacemaker who's going to absorb. It's not easy to absorb. You're going to absorb all the hits to keep everybody together. The one who resolves the conflicts. So you target the problem, not the person, primarily in the home. And then, of course, at your workplace, at your madrasa, jamia, uni, college, school. So in order to help our children, better that you do this kind of training, conflict resolution training. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, has warned us actually. The one who quarrels without a reason always stays in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he abandons it. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned, no nation strayed after staying on guidance, but because of quarrels. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that a person cannot reach the excellence in the reality of faith until he leaves quarreling despite being correct. Another blessed hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the one who leaves, who abandons quarreling, arguing, whilst being at fault, a house will be built for him at the outskirts of paradise. And the one who abandons quarreling whilst being correct, a house will be built for him in the middle of paradise. Do you want or not? Choose the right way or the wrong way. But there are implications, there are consequences to our actions, to our speech, to how we handle the matter, because conflicts open up lots of other difficulties for the person. Anger is not going to help us. It's only going to increase. It's going to lead to jealousy and backbiting and slandering and carrying tales and severing of relationships and lying, tarnishing the reputation, the dignity of others. It's just going to open up more negative avenues. So we choose to be the better person. And of course, the one who severs ties, that's a whole topic on its own. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that join relationship with the one who severs relationship with you. It's your brother, your sister. Even if they cut off the relationship, you make the attempts. You continue making the attempts with good intentions to bring back, to rejoin. And by doing this, immense rewards can be gained from the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be the better person. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.